This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we will head to Lawrence, Kansas to be joined by Jalen Daniels, quarterback for KU. Did you hear? Did you know? There's going to be a sellout at the Booth this weekend. What's the official name of the stadium? David Booth Memorial Field. Is that the name of it?
David Booth Memorial Stadium. You donate enough money, you can put your name on anything.
No, 100%. Did he get that money because he paid for the rules of basketball, or he's given something else other than just the rules of basketball?
No, he's a giver. He keeps giving. He gave to the football program too, and enough to get your name slapped on the stadium. So it was a nice check.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure. If I gave you the rules of basketball, I think I've done enough here. I don't think I need to do anything else for you guys. I think you've gotten enough from me, but that's not really how rich people work. So I'm happy KU has that booster that's willing to help out. We'll see how generous he is whenever Nebraska comes calling for Lance Leipold to keep those wolves off your coach, because we know the wolves are circling right now to see how deep those KU pockets are. Do you think Adidas is going to chip in on this, or you think Booth got this by himself?
I think Booth, made some Illig, made some Adidas. I think they can make it work. There's some deep pockets over there in Lawrence. You know, there's some names. It's not Walmart money like over at Mizzou, but there's some money. They're not short on cash flow.
Missouri would be much better at athletics if they had Walmart money. They'd be much better. Arkansas has Walmart money. They're good at sports. Really good football program. Really good basketball team. Missouri, there's no Walmart money with Missouri. I'm here to tell you that is a myth. That is a lie. They'd be much better at athletics. If
who's the Booth
money
equivalent over at Missouri? Is there one?
No. There should be. The answer is no. So we have a poll question right now that's up. Do you like the noon Chiefs games? Do you like noon Chiefs games? I am sad to tell you guys that 76% of the people who have voted in this very scientific poll said they like when the Chiefs play at noon. If I could be the commissioner of the NFL, I would assure that the Chiefs never played at noon again. I hate when they play at noon. You guys know how many games there are at noon this week? There are 9. You know what I wish I was doing? I wish I was watching the other games. That's not saying that I don't want to watch the Chiefs, but I don't want to watch the Chiefs when all those other things are going on. I want to watch the Chiefs in their own window. I love when they play at 325. There's never more than one other really good game at 325. They kind of structure it that way. Like this week, the big game at 325 is Bucks and Packers. Now, that game on paper is a lot better than the game that we expect to see, but you know what? I understand why that's the 325 game. You got Rodgers and Brady going up against each other. I assume it's going to get a massive television number. But I hate when they play at noon. I would imagine that many of you also hate when they play at noon. If you're going to the tailgate, if you're going to the function, you got to get up there so early in the day to be at the function. If they play at noon, it really stops your ability to watch and follow the other games. I hate it. I was talking to Specter about this because he agrees with me, and this is what I determined. And I'm not saying that all of you are the same way. I love the NFL. I love the drama of it. I love the theater of it. I love the action, how quick-paced everything is at noon. If you like when the Chiefs play at noon, you just love Chiefs football. And there's nothing wrong with that. Diehard fan base. Some of you love the Chiefs. Some of you got Chiefs tattoos. Some of you take out a loan in order to be able to pay off your season tickets. Some of you are out there at 7 o'clock in the morning for a night game because you want to be the first person to tailgate. You love the Chiefs. I love the NFL. The Chiefs playing at noon is inconvenient for me. I want to be able to watch Bills and Dolphins and be able to watch the Chiefs. But you know what, Rob? I'm not going to be able to do that because the Chiefs play at noon. I wish they never played at noon. 3:25, Sunday night football, Thursday night football, Monday night football only. That's what I want.
I would 100% agree with you, but I will be open to this conversation. And it's a conversation I'm outside my knowledge base having. If you are a parent, I could understand why the noon game is the move, because you and your kid can watch the game at noon, have some lunch, have a nice little middle of the day, and before daylight savings time, you now have time to take them to the Lewisburg Cider Mill, to the Pumpkin Patch, to whatever event may have you in the afternoon when it's a little bit crisper outside, not as hot, and so on and so forth. So I could see how parents would be pro noon games. But outside of that one example, the noon game sucks. Going sucks because you got to get up at like 6 a.m. to make a day of it. Then you don't get home until like 5. You basically miss the second game window. You don't get red zone if you're watching at home because you can't watch red zone when the Chiefs are on, or it gets relegated to TV2. And you know what sucks? Trying to keep up with TV2 when the Chiefs are on TV1. Noon is the worst. 3:25 is the best. Monday night is the second worst. This is my official position.
Text line 913-586-7610. A bulk of us work early on Mondays. Night games are awful for sleep. I understand if you don't like when they play on Sunday night football because you got to stay up late to get it. I get it. Sunday night football is not my number one pick either. The best time that the Chiefs play is at 3:25. I wish they played all their games at 3:25. Week one against Arizona was perfect. I loved it. I loved it when they played at 3:25. I wish that was the case. I wish they always played at 3:25. This week in the NFL, not that we'll be able to see it because of the Chiefs, there are 8 games this week that the spread is fewer than 3 points. Ravens and Pats play the same time the Chiefs do. Saints and Panthers, same time. Bills and Dolphins play at the same time. Rob, this has a chance to be a great red zone week, but the red zone gets relegated to the top TV with no sound because I'll be watching Matt Ryan two hot passes to some people that I've never heard of before. Can we petition the league to do this? I mean, Goodell was here last week and Jeff Bezos was here. There's certainly enough power in between those two individuals that we can make it where the Chiefs only play at 3:25. Is there a way to do this? You know somebody that we can get a hold of that can make this happen for us? Because that's what we need. We need to make it where they only play at 3:25.
Or at the very least, if you're going to relegate the Chiefs to the suck window, let's make the night window the good red zone viewing experience. Let's give the people who can't see a chance to see the other games. Because you're right, we're going to miss all these good games at noon to watch Matt Ryan throw to Desmond Patton. Woohoo! Party on. It's going to look a lot like Cards and Chiefs scoreboard-wise. I have a hunch. The only good redeeming quality is the Chiefs should be putting in the work and just beating the hapless Colts by halftime, where maybe you can do a little red zone work and keep an eye on TV2 with the Chiefs. But if this game's for some reason competitive, I'm going to be sad because I'm going to have missed a nice week of football because Matt Ryan is ruining my Sunday.
Text line 913-586-7610. The 3 o'clock home games always screw me up, somehow throws off my internal clock. The 3 o'clock away games are fantastic. How does it throw off your clock when they play at 3:25 at home? The game is over by 6:30. What time are you going to bed? I understand that my job's a little bit different now. I get here a little earlier than some of you think. Some of you think I just stroll in at 1:30. I assure you, that's not what happens here. How are the 3:25 games inconvenient? They end at 6:30. Rob, if the Chiefs play at 3:25 at home, what time does the average person get home? 7? 7 o'clock. Still got time to get dinner. Still got time to take a bath. You can be in bed by 8:30 when they play. 8:30. Let's not do this here. Let's not do this. Coming up in about 5 minutes or so, we'll be joined by Jalen Daniels. Jalen Daniels is the quarterback for the Kansas Jayhawks. Earlier today, we had on Kevin Bowen, who covers the Indianapolis Colts. He said outside of Michael Pittman, they ain't got nobody on offense.
No proven, you could argue, talented pass catchers besides Pittman. It's a bunch of guys you'd want 4 and 5 on your depth chart, frankly. Alec Pierce is a rookie. He will be out there. He did not play last week either. He had a huge drop in week one. Paris Campbell's battled injuries through his career. The most impact he made last week was an offensive pass interference penalty in the fourth quarter. They've got some bigger wideouts that are kind of younger guys, and Mike Strawn and Desmond Patman, that have, you know, had a flash or two in their NFL career, but have also, you know, battled drops and just they just look like day three draft picks at times. And then at tight end, I think they've really felt the loss of Jack Doyle. I think Doyle is just a super reliable guy. He retired in the offseason. And Mo Alie-Cox and Kylan Granson. Been a moment or two from Granson, but again, it's just been a very unproven group. And then when you've, you know, asked or hoped they could handle bigger roles, they've been exposed in those roles.
To me, the goal of this is pretty simple. You got to make the Colts one-dimensional. We know what the Colts want to do. The Colts want to establish Jonathan Taylor. They want to give Jonathan Taylor 20 to 30 touches of the football. They'll take 22 rushes and throw it to him 5 or 6 times out of the backfield. They want to get Jonathan Taylor involved. What the Jaguars did was make that not an option. That's what happened. Jonathan Taylor got 9 carries last week, fully healthy. He got 9 carries. It's hard to establish the run and play at the tempo that you want to play at if you're down 14 to nothing in the first 10 minutes the way the Colts were. Beating the Colts is pretty simplistic. Make Matt Ryan throw it, eliminate Jonathan Taylor, and force them to be one-dimensional. They don't have enough playmakers to beat Kansas City. They can't score enough, I think, to be able to keep up. They're not going to have their best defensive player in Shaquille Leonard. They are getting Michael Pittman back, which certainly gives them some explosiveness. But limit everybody else. I think the game plan on how to beat the Colts is pretty straightforward on what you need to do in order to beat that football team that couldn't move the ball successfully against Houston when they had Michael Pittman and couldn't score last week against the hapless Jacksonville Jaguars. Coming up, we'll take a trip to Lawrence, Kansas, and we'll learn more about the starting quarterback, Jalen Daniels. That's next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch former All-Pro tackle Mitchell Schwartz Tuesday starting at 3 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The only place in town to hear the hypothetical button game is on The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Welcome back to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. We are very happy to be joined right now by the quarterback of the Kansas Jayhawks, Jalen Daniels, joins us on the show today. Jalen, how's it going, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic, man. So what we do is we ask players 10 random questions to learn more about them. Are you ready?
Gotcha. Let's do it.
Question number one, what would you consider to be the best thing on McDonald's menu?
Their fries.
What's second?
Their mango pineapple smoothie.
I wasn't expecting you to go mango pineapple smoothie there. You kind of threw me for a loop there. Bonus question here, what is your McDonald's order?
A McChicken, 2 large fries, and a mango pineapple smoothie.
2 large fries? Why not just go supersize?
You know, supersize, that's a thing.
It is a thing, in fact.
I definitely never knew that there was something that was bigger than a large M.A. guy.
You can't say football player. What did 10-year-old Jalen Daniels want to do?
Become a YouTuber.
This is how I know you and I are from two completely different generations.
Definitely wanted to become a YouTuber. I was very into gaming back then, and I've seen so many different YouTubers broadcasting them playing the game, and it was just something I wanted to be able to do.
What kind of games are you into?
Call of Duty, Madden, 2K. Back then, it was probably a lot more Madden and 2K.
Who's the best Madden player on the team?
Jalen Daniels.
Is it even close?
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty close. I mean, I had a few games with Devin Neal where we always go back-to-back. Romello Dawson is somebody on the team who's also pretty good at Madden, but other than that, I wouldn't say anybody else is messing with me in Madden.
So what team are you playing with on Madden?
It really just depends on who I'm going against and what team that they use. You know, 9 times out of 10, I just say let's play randoms because I don't really care what team I use as long as I have my New England Patriots playbook.
I like the confidence here. I remember back in the day, I mean, I'm starting to date myself here. I really peaked at like Madden 05, 06, 07, and then I was out the game.
Yeah, I don't even know if I touched those games.
I remember the first time that I ever played Halo. I'm going to continue to date myself talking to Jalen Daniels here. My PlayStation 2 had broken, and my friend had an Xbox. We went to Blockbuster. There used to be a place where you could physically go rent video games from, and we had heard about this game Halo. I'd never played it before, and I'm telling you, I had never seen anything like that before. I was hooked at that moment.
Yeah, no facts. I mean, that was one of those games where it was like you never really heard of it, and then you play it, and it's like, okay, this game is actually pretty lit.
Right now, we're talking to Jalen Daniels, a young pup here on the drive. All right, our next question. Name one show that you think is funny.
That's a great question. I mean, I haven't really been in any comedy shows lately, but I'll definitely say any show that involves Kevin Hart. Actually, there we go. Real Husbands of Hollywood.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how good are you at drawing?
I am absolutely terrible at drawing, so I'd say about a 2-3. I mean, I have a godbrother that I grew up with almost my whole entire life, and he was always into the artistic stuff. You used to always see him just in class drawing, coming to the house, draw while I'm just out there trying to play basketball. And I come into the house, and then he just has these amazing drawings. And I'm just like, bro, I don't know how you just did that.
So which one would you say you're better at, drawing, singing, or dancing?
Definitely dancing. I went to a performing arts middle school, so all 3 years I had to do dance class. But I was always a theatrical person. That's what I always wanted to get into.
All right, next question here. Girl Scout cookies, are they overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
Those are properly rated. I mean, when I go back to the house, my mom used to always have a whole entire box of them when I was in high school. Every time they started selling them, and I used to always eat them up, and she used to just be like, go get your own.
Which ones are your favorite?
The lemonade.
Where are you at on the Thin Mints? Because people like to put those in the freezer.
I'm not going to lie to you. Thin Mints definitely are something that me and my grandma used to always eat a lot too. But overall, I can never give up on lemonades.
All right. You have to pick one of these. Applesauce, yogurt, or Jell-O?
I'm going to have to go with applesauce. I mean, I ate Jell-O as a kid. I wasn't really into yogurt that much. Like the Go-Gurt commercials used to always see them, and I used to just be like, yeah, it's not something I'm into. So I'll definitely go with the applesauce.
All right, so you're from California. Can you sell me on In-N-Out Burger? Because I have tried In-N-Out Burger at least 5 times, and I've never understood the appeal of it. I've always argued that In-N-Out is only good because you eat it in cool places. It's warm. It's palm trees around. You're just caught up in the vibe of the whole thing. You're caught up in the ambiance. But the food, incredibly average to me.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Where did you get this In-N-Out at?
I've had In-N-Out in Vegas. I've had it in L.A. I've had it in Phoenix. I've had it in different In-N-Out locations.
I'm not going to lie to you. In-N-Out, you know, wasn't necessarily something that I was, you know, going crazy over when I was back home. I absolutely always thought that In-N-Out was better than Whataburger, and I only said that because I hadn't been to Texas or anything like that before I got to Kansas. I'm honestly going to say that I'm definitely on that Whataburger side now. Definitely Whataburger over In-N-Out right now. Maybe In-N-Out's going to have to upgrade their menu or something, but I'm definitely on the Whataburger side right now.
I'm not sure if you can go back home after saying that.
There's definitely probably some people who disagree with me, but I got my taste buds are gonna say what they say.
All right, what food could you eat every day?
I've been a pizza head since I've been able to eat pizza. I can't. I couldn't even date back when I just started eating pizza, but I've loved pizza for as long as I can remember.
Have you been to Pizza Shuttle and you got to get, they have this cream cheese and Canadian bacon pizza to die for?
I'm not the biggest cream cheese fan, but I definitely have been to Pizza Shuttle. My roommate, Quentin Skinner, is somebody who gets cream cheese, pineapple, and pepperoni on their pizza every single time from Pizza Shuttle. So, I mean, I haven't tried it myself, but since he likes it, I mean, I can't knock it.
All right, last thing here. How many chicken wings could you eat in one sitting?
One sitting, I'd say probably the most. I'm not a big bone-in guy. I'm a boneless guy. So, you know, Wingstop, I use, if I'm back at home and it's the off-season, I'm probably going to get an average of 15 wings, and that's just to keep my mom proud, you know, because I don't want to spend too much of her money when it comes down to the Wingstop. But I'd probably say the most I'd probably eat when one sitting is probably 20, 25.
And that is the quarterback of the Kansas Jayhawks, Jalen Daniel, joining us on the show today. They've got a big game against Duke. And no, we ain't talking about basketball, man. Hey, congratulations on you guys' success so far. Good luck this week.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Really enjoy talking to the quarterback of the Kansas Jayhawks, Jalen Daniels, joining us on the show today. Rob, are you happy to know that your quarterback is a boneless wings guy, not a bone-in kind of guy?
Didn't love that.
I judge people for that.
I didn't love that. It's definitely a ding, but you know what? He preferred Whataburger over In-N-Out, and he's a pizza head. So you know what? I'll ride with Jalen Daniels.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Actually, I do think I'm allowed to say this because there's a Pizza Shuttle now in Kansas City because it used to only be in Lawrence. That cream cheese pizza at Pizza Shuttle is phenomenal. Just absolutely phenomenal. I told Jalen, we recorded a little bit more than that, and I told him, go have the Pizza Shuttle. And then next week, if they win, we'll have him on again and we can see if he actually got it. I'd be perfectly fine with having Jalen Daniels on every week if they keep winning the way that they're winning. I enjoy talking to him.
I'll be honest with you. KU was really excited. They enjoyed these interviews. And I told them, you keep winning, you keep pumping people our way. These are fun times.
KU's happy with our show.
KU loves our show, man.
They don't love it enough. We can't get the coach. I will continue to bring up the fact that their coach will not come on the show. It just doesn't make any sense why we can't have Lance Leipold on the show. They know I'm going to ask him about Nebraska. So who's your favorite former Nebraska Heisman Trophy winner? Is it Eric Crouch? Is that who it is? Do you think Tommy Frazier got cheated when it came to the Heisman? Is that what you think? Huh, interesting. All right. If you were to join any former Big 12 team, which one would it be? Maybe that's why they don't want him on here, because they know all I'm asking is Nebraska questions. Oh, we're going viral off talking to Lance Leipold. Just you wait. We got breaking news.
All right, let's see if this is actually breaking news. Go for it, C-Dot.
Sammy Watkins is not going to play this week. He is out with a hamstring injury.
That's not breaking news. The sun rose this morning. Who cares? We knew that was coming. It's Tahiti time. That's not breaking news.
Rob, it is. Are we a sports talk radio show? Are we a sports talk radio show? Is it our job to update you on things that are happening in the world of sports? Sometimes it's local. Sometimes Sammy Watkins isn't playing. That doesn't have implications on you guys' fantasy football.
No one picked Sammy Watkins in fantasy football. If they did, they're just
That's
punting.
Aaron Rodgers' number one wide receiver.
That's the Packers' fault. That's not anyone else's fault. Sammy Watkins loves a week 3 through 8 vacation. He's got to warm up that reptilian being body, and then he's back ready to roll. But out in week 3 is not breaking news.
Okay, I'm
We're off today at 6. Breaking news sounder.
I'm trying to inform you guys so you can make a smart decision. This doesn't move the line. We saw the Chiefs line move from 7 to 5.5. You don't think this has big implications on the 325 game? You don't think this has implications? For somebody who is an advanced reptilian solar being, why are his ligaments so bad? Why is he so broken down? Sammy Watkins has the body of a 59-year-old man. He's hurt more than Michael Porter Jr. Sam Bradford looks like Lou Gehrig compared to him. He's the Iron Man. He's Cal Ripken Jr. Doesn't make any sense. How is this man always injured? He didn't play any preseason games and still got hurt. There's no way to keep Sammy Watkins healthy. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It defies logic to me. I'm so confused. All right. Keep it locked in. You're listening to The Drive. We're going to play University of. We're going to give you a chance to win another pizza. We'll do that in the next segment. I also want to ask you guys a question about the Indianapolis Colts. I'll tell you more coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Hey, Kansas City, it's Travis Kelce. Don't miss my brother Patrick Mahomes and C-Dot every Monday at 2:15 right here on 610 Sports Radio. See you guys on Sunday.
610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to CDOT.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
Coming up in just a bit, we'll play University of. We'll do that coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Let me ask you guys a serious question about the Chiefs and the Colts, and it has very little to do with Sunday's Week 3 matchup. Now, I think this answer will depend on who your college affiliation is, because I tell you guys this all the time. I think this job has certainly changed my sports fandom, where the only team that I would consider myself to be a diehard fan of is Mizzou. I live and die with the results of their games. And based on the results, it is a lot more dying than living, you know? So the team that has caused me the most heartbreak is Kansas. The best football season I've seen my team have, Kansas got the bowl game that Missouri earned. Kansas won the final game in the Hearn Center. Back when I never thought I would see these two teams play again, we were cheated with a block. So the team that has caused me the most pain over the course of my life has been the Kansas Jayhawks. If you're a KU fan, obviously that wouldn't be your answer. Is there a team that has caused a Kansas City sports fan more pain than the Indianapolis Colts?
And now on fourth down from 43 yards. It's no good. It's no good. Lynn Elliott, 0 for 3 with field goals today.
I mean, that Chiefs team was supposed to win the bowl. They were supposed to win the whole freaking thing. And the stupid kicker cost them. Oh, that wasn't it. Back in 2003, the Chiefs had one of the greatest offenses that we've ever seen. They had a home playoff game. I remember as a young boy being at this game. But the team that they played had a slightly better offense than that one.
And throws deep for Wayne. Touchdown. Oh, my. How good is the Colts good?
It was pretty good that day. And I would say still one of the craziest sporting events that I've ever had the opportunity to attend. It's not the best comeback I've seen, because I was at the Chiefs in Houston divisional round game the year that the Chiefs went to the Super Bowl. That's still the craziest comeback that I've seen in person. I was at the wild card game between the Royals and the Oakland A's. Crazy comeback. So I wouldn't put this on that level. But boy, is it close.
Brown up the middle, hit. And now the ball's out, picked up by Luck. He dives for the end zone, touchdown Colts. Amazing. Unthinkable. The Chiefs hit Donald Brown short of the end zone, and Andrew Luck lives to the name on his jersey by recovering the fumble by his teammate and lunging into the end zone.
Rob, let's test you. Donald Brown, University of
Connecticut.
Connecticut is the correct answer. Look at you, Rob. I can't throw a changeup near you. I thought I had a nice slider there on the outside corner. You hit it though. Good job on a Donald Brown, University of Connecticut there.
I'm good at University of. That's why I'm not one of the callers.
We'll play that here coming up in a bit. Is there any team, Rob, that has caused the Kansas City sports fan more pain than the Indianapolis Colts? I can't think of who that team would be. I mean, the Colts are a part of, I would say, three iconic Kansas City sports failures. The Lynn Elliott game, the no punt game, and the other wild card game. Not the wild card game, the other wild card game. I don't know if there's a team that's more responsible for you going to bed mad at the Kansas City Chiefs than the Indianapolis Colts. Is there another team that even comes to mind? The Royals don't really have that team. Like, you could say Madison Bumgarner, but they still got to Game 7 of the World Series. I know the Royals didn't win the World Series in 2014. They also didn't lose either. Not in my mind. I don't know if there's an answer better than the Colts. They might be number one on the heartbreak meter.
It's got to be the Colts with a bullet. If we're excluding divisional teams, because maybe the Broncos is the answer because they've always been a thorn in the Chiefs' side with Peyton and Elway and the whole deal. But they've just dominated the Broncos so much recently that it's hard to imagine them. When you think of the Colts, you don't think of happy moments. You don't think of joy and happiness. You think of, ugh. And it's always heartbreaking losses. The 0-3 team had that elite offense like you mentioned. Was it home at Arrowhead? Couldn't get a stop. That 2014 team that had the playoff game in Indianapolis, they started 9-0. What a season. Andy Reid has brought this franchise back to life. Nope. Tragic loss. Lynn Elliott, like you mentioned, that team is Super Bowl good. They're going to host the AFC title game the next week. Jim Harbaugh beats them. It's not just that the Colts beat the Chiefs. It's always just like an extra twist of the knife. Just, ugh.
913-586-7610. CDOT, the Royals have been the team that has brought me the most heartbreak. I can't argue that. You know what? That's actually text line. You know what? Sometimes you're really tricky. Sometimes you're really sneaky. I don't think I can really hate on that, man. I really don't. All right. We need four callers to 913-586-7610. We are going to play a very simple game that we like to call University of. If you think you know what college these players go to, now is the perfect time to call, because you know what happens? Somebody feels really confident in their ability, and then they come on here, and then they lose, and then you guys get mad at us for them losing when I had nothing to do with them losing. I'm telling you the rules. I'm going to give you a player. You tell us what college they went to. If you get it right, we give you a large pizza. If you don't, we hang up on you and probably make fun of you, because that's how this show gets down. While Rob answers the phone, there's only one thing to do. You guys know what it is.
Hey guys, Russell here. Yes, the typical boring, yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. You know, I'm real exciting. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you got to be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
Mr. Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Who is your go-to person for advice, Russell?
They think Pete Carroll. They think this person, think that person. Love you, Pete, but it's Mr. Unlimited. Tell them.
You got to tell them. That's our perfect we need a minute. So anytime you know that we're about to transition to something, that is our unofficial transition sounder. It's just playing Mr. Unlimited because it makes me smile, and it puts such a smile on my face and Rob's face, and hopefully it puts a smile on your face too. Mr. Unlimited. They're not unlimited in the red zone. In fact, they're very limited in the red zone. He's Mr. Limited right now. He might even take that title away from Frank Clark, who, you know, there was a time there we were calling Frank Clark Mr. Limited. Rob, hit my theme music. All right, we're going to play a very simple game called University of. I will give you the name of a Chiefs player or a Colts player. You simply tell us what college that they went to. Nate Taylor will be on the show here coming up at the top of the hour. So if I say Patrick Mahomes, Rob, what would your answer be?
Texas Tech.
That is the game. Mike, do you understand the rules to this very complicated game?
Yes, I do.
All right. You have to get four out of the five. Matt Ryan.
Ohio.
Matt Ryan went to Boston College. Priest Holmes.
Texas.
Correct. A&M. Nick Bolton.
debut.
Mike, I was really worried there for a second. You really startled me. You know he went to Missouri, right?
I know.
All right. I was a little worried there.
I know.
All right. Me next too. Up, we have Dwight Freeney.
Cal.
He did not go to Cal. Dwight Freeney went to Syracuse. Went to Syracuse University. All right, Johnny, do you understand the rules to University of?
Absolutely.
Marvin Harrison.
Mississippi State.
He went to Syracuse as well. Jonathan Taylor.
Ohio State.
He did not go to Ohio State. He went to another school in the Big Ten. Rob, he went to Wisconsin is where Jonathan Taylor went to school. We play this game with Spectre just to see how he'll do, and he said that no one would win this week, and I was like, nah, you crazy, man. I'm starting to think that possibly, perhaps, he was correct. Curtis, do you understand the rules to University of?
Yes.
Travis Kelce.
Ah. Yes.
What college did Travis Kelce go to?
Cincinnati.
He did go to Cincinnati. Eric Berry.
Tennessee.
Correct. Reggie Wayne.
Miami.
Correct.
Florida.
You get this right, and you are a winner. Joseph Addai.
LSU.
Correct. Curtis. We put Curtis on hold there. Big Kurt.
Knew it. Big Knew we'd Kurt. Have a winner.
He started off as shaky as the MIZ guy, though. He started off very shaky. We had another contestant. He just dropped. He got nervous. We have one more pizza to give away here. Nobody wants the prize. Nobody wants to play University of. Nobody wants to play. Oh, Nick wants to play here. 913-586-7610. We had four callers hot and ready, and then my man fell through. You think he got nervous?
I mean, probably.
Goodness gracious. Nick.
Yes.
Do you understand the rules to University of?
I got it.
Peyton Manning.
Tennessee.
He did go to Tennessee. Dwayne Bowe.
LSU?
He did go to LSU. Newly inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Edgerrin James.
Edgerrin James?
Edgerrin James. What, Nick, you said?
The U?
He did go to Miami. All right. He did go to Miami. All right. You get this one right, you will win. Andrew Luck.
Oh, Stanford.
He did go to Stanford. Correct. You are the winner.
Two winners today. Suck on that, Spec. Hating on our listeners. Never a doubt.
I was never worried.
I mean, I was worried when the guy almost missed Nick Bolton, but after that, I came steady.
I mean, he was like a chair with three legs. I mean, it was wobbly. I ain't gonna lie. It was wobbly. We still got enough to play another game. We'll save it for later. We'll save it for later. We still got enough. We got enough missed answers to, we can play. We can play one more round later on of University of. And I really enjoy University of. I try to throw some fast ones by Rob. Rob's actually really good at the game. Rob is a University of master. We're going to be joined by Nate Taylor here coming up in just a bit. I remember for the longest time, a lot of people use the Patriots sort of as the blueprint of what the Chiefs were trying to be. And I get it. The Patriots are the most successful dynasty in the history of sport. And if you're going to try to emulate anybody, you would pick the team that is the model of excellence in your own sport. I have noticed a shift in that. I don't think people are holding them to you're going to be the Patriots. I mean, there was a time there where I don't think it was a crazy thing to say. It was a lofty expectation, but the way that the first 3 years went, you were thinking, all right, this isn't that wild to think. But I think some of that is subsided a little bit. I think they're in line to be the Indianapolis Colts with Peyton Manning. If you look historically of the team right now that they are trending to be, I think it's the Colts under Peyton Manning. Under Peyton Manning, the Colts won 8 divisional titles. They made the playoffs 11 times. They had 2 Super Bowl appearances. They got the 1 ring. And out of 12 years, they had double-digit wins in 11 of them. The Colts were super consistent for almost 15 years. Every year going into it, you knew that they were going to hit their over. They were either going to be a 1, 2, or 3 seed in the AFC playoffs, and they were going to play in really important games in January. Sure, the Colts weren't the Patriots, but teams would kill to go on a 15-year run the way that the Colts did. After Manning sort of found his way, and they got Reggie Wayne, Marvin Harrison, and Edgerrin James together, they went on a decade-plus run of absolute dominance. Now, I think the pushback would be is, well, I think the Chiefs can do better than that because there's no Tom Brady in their path, and I think that's a very fair point. I also look at the AFC and how many good quarterbacks there are. I don't know if there's going to be any one team that dominates it, at least at the level of which New England did. Buffalo is probably going to get to 1 Super Bowl. I don't know when it's going to be. Might be this year, might be next year. Buffalo is far too good. Their quarterback is too good. Their team is too talented to be completely shut out of the Super Bowl. We just saw Cincinnati crash the party. If I had told you a year ago, hey, the Bengals are going to make the Super Bowl in the next 5 years, you'd say maybe. Well, they did it in year 1 of that expectation. Keeping Burrow upright, Ja'Marr Chase became a star, and they went to the Super Bowl in year 1. That will probably happen again in the AFC or NFC. We just have to see who that team is. I look at the Ravens and how consistent they've been. They seem like a team who could go to the Super Bowl at one point. Maybe the Chiefs go to a couple more, and I'd bet that Mahomes goes to another one. So they do a little bit better than the Colts. But I think the team that they're most in line historically to be, Rob, is Peyton Manning's Indianapolis Colts. 8 division titles, 11 playoff appearances, went to a couple of Super Bowls, won a ring, won double-digit games 11 out of 12 years. They always played big games. They were always on Sunday Night Football. They were always a team you knew was going to be a contender in the AFC and a team that you had to reckon with. That sounds like the Chiefs.
I would be elated if the Chiefs became the Colts. Excuse me. I want them to be the Patriots, but if they ended up being the Peyton Manning Colts, there is nothing wrong with that. Every franchise not New England would absolutely take being the Peyton Manning Colts. My question to you is, though, is because Chiefs expectations have gotten, fans' expectations have gotten all off kilter because of Patrick Mahomes. Do you think the average fan, if we went out to Arrowhead in a few weeks before the Raiders game with a microphone and said, hey, would you be happy being the Peyton Manning Colts of the franchise? How many people do you think would be like, no? Because I think me and you are on the same page with how difficult that is to do. But I think Joe Fan thinks, I have Patrick Mahomes. I'll do way better.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people would think that. But most teams end up falling a little bit short of their expectations. Right now, if you ask me, will Patrick Mahomes win another Super Bowl? I would say yes. I'll say this, though. I am unsure if Mahomes wins 2 more Super Bowls. I don't know if he gets to 3 or 4. The AFC has drastically changed. Now, it will keep changing over this, but every team, when the Chiefs started this run, is better than they were at the very beginning of it. The Chargers are better. Buffalo is better. Baltimore is better. The Browns are better. All the young quarterback talent right now is in the AFC. There's no real young quarterback talent really in the NFC. If the best young quarterback in your conference is Jalen Hurts, he'd be what, the 8th best quarterback in the AFC? So right now, the power is just in the AFC. I think it's just going to be real cat and mouse. It's going to be really competitive over the next decade or so. I don't know if the Chiefs are getting a 5 of these things the way we thought. I don't think Buffalo's getting a 5. I don't think the Bengals are getting a 5. I think it's just going to be really tough at the top, and teams are going to give and trade back and forth. I think it's going to be really close. I think they're going to be really close to Peyton Manning's Colts, which I agree with you. Some people would look at that as a negative, but I don't know how you can look at that 15-year stretch of runs that the Colts have and say that that's a disappointing stretch to have. It's one of the best stretches in NFL history. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined in studio by Nate Taylor of The Athletic. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.